Good morning. This is Casey Darby, Senior Manager of Investor Relations for Grainger. Thank you for accessing this recorded message with information regarding Grainger's April 2014 sales results. I'll begin by reminding you that certain statements and projections of future results made in this webcast constitute forward-looking information. This information is based on current expectations of market conditions and competitive and regulatory environments and involves risk and uncertainty. Please see our 2013 Form 10-K for a discussion of factors as they relate to our forward-looking statements. April 2014 had 22 selling days, the same as April 2013. For the month of April, total sales increased 5% versus April 2013, including 1 percentage point from acquisitions, net of dispositions, and a 1 percentage point decline from unfavorable foreign exchange, primarily due to the continued weakness of the Canadian dollar. Excluding acquisitions and foreign exchange, organic sales increased 5%, driven by 7 percentage points from volume, partially offset by a 2 percentage points headwind from the timing of the Easter holiday. To provide some context, customer activity tends to slow before and after Easter Sunday, and in 2014, Easter was in April. In 2013, Good Friday fell on the last Friday of March, and Easter Monday was on the first Monday of April. Now let's turn our attention to sales results by segment. As a reminder, monthly sales history by reporting segment for the prior 2 years is available on the Investor Relations website, along with a summary of selling days by month. Please note that although some of our businesses have different number of selling days due to local holidays, we use the number of selling days in the United States as the basis for our calculation of daily sales. In our largest segment, the United States, sales increased 7%, consisting of 7 percentage points from volume and 2 percentage points from acquisitions, net of dispositions, partially offset by 2 percentage points from the timing of the Easter holiday. The volume increase was primarily driven by strong growth to large customers. The shift in the Easter holiday from March 2013 to April 2014 also affected the performance of customer end markets in the United States. Sales results by customer end market were as follows. Retail, government, heavy manufacturing, commercial, and light manufacturing were up in the mid-single digits. Natural resources and reseller were up in the low single digits, and contractor was down in mid-single digits. In our Canadian segment, sales decreased 12% in the U.S. currency and were down 5% in local currency. Excluding the effect of the timing of Easter holiday and foreign exchange, overall sales volume was flat, a sequential improvement from March, which had a 4% volume decline. Canada's results continue to be affected by unfavorable foreign exchange, macroeconomic weakness, and the softness in natural resources. Sales for our other businesses, which includes operations primarily in Asia, Europe, and Latin America, increased 18% in April. This growth consisted of 23 percentage points from volume and price, partially offset by 4 percentage points decline from unfavorable foreign exchange and a 1 percentage point decline from the timing of the Easter holiday, primarily in Latin America. The majority of the growth came from our businesses Monotoro in Japan and Zoro in the United States. Looking ahead, May will have 21 selling days, one fewer than May of last year. Daily sales growth thus far in May is in line with the growth in April, normalized for the 2 percentage points drag from the Easter holiday. Please mark your calendar for the upcoming events. On May 21st, 2014, at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Jim Ryan, Chairman, President, and Chief Executive Officer, and Ron Jaden, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, will present at the Electrical Products Group Conference in Longboat Key, Florida. On June 4th, 2014, at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Deborah Euler, Vice President and General Manager, Grainger Bram, will present at the Deutsche Bank Global Industrials and Basic Materials Conference in Chicago, Illinois. On June 10th, 2014, at 9:50 a.m. Eastern Time, Jim Ryan, Chairman, President, and Chief Executive Officer, and Ron Jaden, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, will present at the William Blair Growth Stock Conference in Chicago, Illinois. And finally, we plan to report May 2014 sales on Thursday, June 12th at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. If you have any questions, please contact Laura Brown, Senior Vice President, Communications and Investor Relations at 847-535-0409, Bill Chapman, Senior Director of Investor Relations at 847-535-0881, or myself at 847-535-0099. Thank you for your interest in Grainger.